Hi, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm very pleased to be speaking today with two authors of one of the articles in our March issue. Patricia Caretsis and Annette Peacock-Johnson are associate professors of nursing at St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana. Trish and Annette, welcome. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you for inviting us.
So Trish and Annette wrote an article. It's an article that can does offer CE credits, and it's in our March issue, and it's called Type 2 Diabetes, a Pharmacologic Update. And the article reviews established and newer agents as well as combination therapies used to treat type 2 diabetes. It doesn't go into insulin. That would be another whole article. But focuses on these newer agents, which I was surprised there were so many. So Annette and Trish, what prompted you to write this particular article at this particular time?
This is Trish Carestis, and I teach the undergraduate pharmacology course, and I have noticed that over the past 2 years, I have had to significantly update the content for the diabetic medication. So I felt it was just important to help other nurses that are practicing at the bedside understand more about these types of medications because of the dramatic increase of those that are available.
Mm-hmm. And this is Annette, and I actually teach the diabetic mellitus content for juniors in our undergraduate nursing program. And my interest in this topic is twofold. First of all, as an educator, this area has exploded, and so I'm always interested in helping my students best grasp this information, as well as with nurses that we work with in the clinical setting. But besides that, I'm also a type 2 diabetic, and I'm currently taking one of the combination state-of-the-art medications. So I'm taking a DPP-4 inhibitor called Janumet, which includes Januvia as well as metformin. And so I have a personal interest mm-hmm. in terms of my interest in these new oral hypoglycemic agents. Mm-hmm. And so helping others understand it, both as a nurse and from a personal standpoint, is something that I just have a very, very strong passion about.
Mm-hmm. I can see why. Well, you're not alone, certainly. There's, as you point out, over 30 million Americans, almost 10% of the U.S. population, were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and I think in 2015 you point out. So it's important that they get this information. Do you think these medications and the combinations will make it easier for people?
This is Trish, and one of the main advantages to having combination medications is that patients have a greater adherence and compliance with taking those medications. So instead of needing to take two different medications with the combination, now they only need to take one medication. So I think as far as patient compliance and adherence, it has shown to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And this is Annette, and I will add to that, having a variety of different medications makes it easier, or at least offers more opportunities to try and tailor that medication regimen to the individual, both in terms of cost, in terms of availability, in terms of side effects. If mm-hmm. some people have a certain adverse response to one medication, then there are many other choices that are available. So I think that really increases opportunities, again, to tailor the regimen to the individual.
Mm-hmm. Which is the way therapy is certainly going today in terms of looking at precision medicine. So I guess this is just another example of how we've come a long way in being able to offer really precise medications as well as treatments in a variety of areas. So I was just amazed at the number of medications, and especially the combination product, because as you said, I mean, it's so much easier to just to be able to take medication. In the sense of patient teaching, are there any, you know, really different instructions you give patients, or are they pretty much still in line with what you would tell people in terms of regular GI side effects, those kinds of things, or any of the medications offer something that's very different in terms of side effects?
Mrs. Trish, one thing I would say is some of the medications affect blood sugars either more rapidly or over a period of time compared with others. So one important aspect of teaching is when taking a certain medication for your diabetes, when is the best time to be checking your blood sugars? So for some of the medications, they may have a rapid effect on decreasing your blood sugar. So patients should be taught with those particular medications, maybe you need to monitor your blood sugar 1 or 2 hours afterward, after taking the medication, as compared to other medications which may have a less dramatic effect on lowering your blood sugar. So teaching patients when to monitor their blood sugar levels based on what medication they're taking is very important and may differ from the different types and classifications of the medication.
Mm-hmm. And this is Annette, and I would just add to that is also knowing how to take the medication, because some are more diligent about being taken on an empty stomach or with food, and that is going to affect how that particular mm-hmm. medication controls the blood sugar. So knowing how and when to take the medication is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the sense of, I was going to ask you, what's the takeaway you think nurses, you want nurses to take away from this article, but I think you kind of summed it up in talking about the instructions they need to give patients for properly taking these medications. But I just want to thank you again for this article, because many times people don't, I find authors are not interested in writing pharmacological articles, and one of the things that has become apparent to me as an editor of a journal is that in speaking with nurses, that, you know, nurses, after they get out of school, they tend not to buy pharmacology books. And so
right.
to have an article that sums up the newest drugs, and you have a wonderful table in here in terms of the drug class and adverse effects, this is what nurses want and need, something that they say, oh, this is great, and they can tear out that table and post it on their unit or keep it in their office. So I want to thank you for diligently doing the tables. I think they'll be very usable and helpful for nurses who are now going to be teaching patients about these new medications. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for your time and for submitting the article to AJN. We were very pleased to get it.
And thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Take care now.
All righty. Okay.